Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Happy National Beard Day. I wish it was National Beard Day, but it's Beard Day. We'll get to that. It's a very busy Saturday, especially for a holiday weekend. A lot of like real news here. This is not a filler episode at all. Dave Chappelle turned in a surprise appearance at a small comedy club in Liverpool the other night. Dave is in London doing shows with Chris Rock. The Lad Bible, L-A-D Bible, I never know how to pronounce their website, but that one, they had a recap via 24-year-old comedy fan Danny Davies, who said it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience and one to tell the grandkids about. I'm not sure about that. I have children who are kind of adult children now, and I think if I was like, yeah, I saw Eddie Murphy at a club in 1984, they'd be like, yeah, so. The name of this club is the Hot Water Comedy Club, which makes for the easy headline, and you'll know by now if I decided to just be lazy and use it as the SEO-friendly title for this episode, Dave Chappelle in Hot Water. It's accurate. So this guy, Danny Davies, he's a podcaster, and he said, I've been a big fan of comedy for years, and my mate Gary, who records the podcast with me, phoned when their show had finished and said, there's a special guest coming down to the comedy club. You'll never guess who it is. Apparently, it was Dave Chappelle and Jeff Ross. Danny said they turned up at 10 p.m. and were on stage for about 2 hours. Dave was smoking weed on stage. It was unbelievable. It was getting towards 11:30 midnight, so people were having to leave, but I didn't want to miss any of it, so I stayed. My mate Elliot told me to climb over to the front row. Dave spotted me, so I gave him a little fist bump. He asked me if I smoked weed, and I said, yeah, and he had been smoking this joint, so he just passed me the joint, and suddenly I was smoking weed and watching Dave Chappelle live literally less than a meter away from me. Then I passed the joint back to Jeff Ross, and Dave Chappelle gave his manager his credit card and asked him to get me a pint. So his manager came down and passed me a pint, and I was sitting there smoking a joint and drinking a pint watching Dave Chappelle. It was unbelievable. It was one of the coolest things that has ever happened to me. Sounds like Chappelle was just free-forming as he tends to do in clubs. Danny said Chappelle was just telling stories and speaking to the audience. It was one of those things that you had to be there to see what he was doing. You can pay money to go see him, but you wouldn't get that. According to Danny, Chappelle said straight away that he got in a bit of trouble over the last 12 months for things that he said, and he made it clear straight away he was going to steer clear of that stuff. Wasn't necessarily toned down, it was just a lot more laid back and reminiscing with a mate, meaning Jeff Ross, who was there. Danny says everyone who knows anything about comedy says Chappelle's the greatest comedian of all time. To be able to see that for yourself in person, you really understand that he is. A lot of the stuff he was doing depended on the stuff that was in front of him, but he was still doing callbacks half an hour later. It was brilliant that he could do what he was doing off the top of his head while smoking and drinking. Effing unbelievable. I don't know how many other comedians, especially in the UK, can say they've smoked a joint with Dave Chappelle. It's given me endless amounts of material. I can't wait to sit down when I finish work and get out of my notepad and see what I can come up with. It's a story to tell your grandkids. Hey, let's throw a plug for Danny Davies. His podcast is called What's Happening. I've never heard it, never heard of it until just now, but why not? Thank you, Danny Davies, for a great story. I'm going to push back a little bit on everyone who knows anything about comedy says he's the greatest comedian of all time. I don't want to debate this on a holiday weekend. Maybe when we get to the winter holidays, that might be a good topic. I'm not ready to just declare Chappelle number one. He's in the conversation with the usual suspects. Carlin, Pryor, I'll throw Bob Hope in there. We've done this before. We can do it again. Good holiday wintertime filler. But I'll remind everyone, it was not too long ago that Louis C.K. was being called the next George Carlin. Now, I'm not sure Louis has gotten any more or less funny, but nobody compares him to Carlin anymore. According to the BBC, the club Hot Water said it had been given 2 hours notice that Chappelle would appear. Comedian Adam Rowe tweeted he had taken Chappelle for a meal in the city's Chinatown on one of the maddest Wednesday nights. Liverpool comedian Rob Thomas was also at the show, joined Chappelle for a meal afterwards, and said the night had been unbelievably surreal. Several members of the SNL cast are departing. Alex Moffat, Melissa Villaseñor, and Aristotle Athari are no longer part of the cast. Also having departed, Kate McKinnon, A.D. Bryant, Kyle Mooney, and Pete Davidson. I'm sad to see all of them go, and I'm kind of bummed about Aristotle Athari. I really liked his stand-up robot, Laughing Tosh 3000. That was his shining moment of the season. I didn't feel like he got a lot of look. Half a century in, I'll give Lorne Michaels credit that he may know more about Saturday Night Live than I do, but I'm sorry to see all them go. Rock and Chappelle are playing in London this weekend. I've got some recaps of them, but I'm going to save that for tomorrow, holiday weekend and all, and I've got some major stuff to get to along the way. All right, this next one is kind of icky. I don't like doing icky, so I'm just going to skim this, and I guess I'll put a link in the show notes. The headline from the Daily Beast, Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears accused of child sexual abuse. Per the Daily Beast, a lawsuit was filed in which Jane Doe is an anonymous plaintiff on behalf of both herself and her brother, who is a minor. The siblings allege that Haddish and her fellow comic Ari Spears recruited each of them to perform inappropriate acts on camera when they were children. The siblings' complaint centers on two alleged incidents in which Haddish and Spears allegedly encouraged one of the siblings to perform sexually suggestive acts on camera while underage. Skipping ahead and quoting from the article verbatim, "The clip Spears and Haddish asked Jane to watch in the recording booth allegedly seemed innocuous at first, if a little strange. A group of co-eds were arguing over a Subway sandwich, but then the co-eds began eating the sandwich in a suggestive manner from the opposite ends, quote, moaning and making sexual noises as they both ate the sandwich in a manner that simulated the act of fellatio," unquote, per the lawsuit. The complaint claims that Spears told Jane, quote, to mimic what she had seen on the screen, including the noises precisely like she had heard throughout the video. Skipping ahead a few icky paragraphs, a year later, Haddish allegedly approached the children's mother with a similar pitch, recruiting Jane's little brother, John, for another video. Although the comedian allegedly told the family John would be filming a sizzle reel for Nickelodeon, the suit alleges the 7-year-old wound up starring in a video posted on Funny or Die and other online platforms, titled, quote, through a pedophile's eyes, unquote. A representative for Funny or Die told the Daily Beast in a statement, quote, Funny or Die found this video absolutely disgusting and would never produce such content. We were not involved with the conceptualization, development, funding, or production of this video. It was uploaded to the site as user-generated content and was removed in 2018 immediately after becoming aware of its existence. Following the publication of the story, Andrew Brettler, an attorney representing Haddish, issued a statement on her behalf saying that the plaintiff's mother, quote, has been trying to assert these bogus claims against Ms. Haddish for several years. Now the mother has her adult daughter representing herself in the lawsuit. The two of them will together face the consequences of pursuing this frivolous action. I forgot during the week to thank you guys. August was the most listened to month for the podcast yet. Much appreciated. I got a note from The Lone Comic, who wrote, longtime listener, heard the story about open mics. Thought you should know the Apple Store has a new app. Pobblebonk is an open mic app. The Lone Comic says, don't know much about it, but it's content. Holiday weekend, my friend. And a community of comedians will appreciate you talking about it. So I downloaded the app and I have 4 podcasts to record right now. Plus, I have to record the weekly comedy thing that runs on Live by Live, and I have to actually build that show. So I got a lot of work to do. So I didn't get to log in to Pobblebonk, but I did find a post on Reddit from 20 days ago. User Pobblebonk Live posted on Reddit, I created a free app for stand-ups called Pobblebonk! Exclamation point. It's on the App Store, blah, blah, blah. The app is a map for comedians to list their open mics. Comedians and fans can check into them if they're close to it and they're at the right time. Everybody may also comment on mics. This allows for a lot of fun things, including rankings in each city for the most active comedians and mics. That's a good time. And I see here one of the comments, suggest posting this on the Kill Tony sub. That is a great suggestion. If you haven't checked out the Kill Tony podcast, then I know I'm 400 episodes late to that party. Kill Tony is fantastic. Trust me, Kill Tony. All right, I did mention that it is National Beard Day. Now, the reason I know that is because way back when I was like, hey, when Labor Day comes, you'll probably want to go to the beach and you'll need some filler. Apparently, I didn't need the filler at all today. This is quite long for a Saturday episode. But National Beard Day waits for no one. So I had put in my editorial calendar National Beard Day, and I had slept a couple articles from Ranker, the 10 funniest bearded comedians. Now, I haven't done blatant filler in a while. If you're relatively new to the show, when I read articles, I don't pre-read them. I just click on them and I record so I can react. So this could be a disaster. It could be awesome. The 10 funniest bearded comedians according to Ranker. Let's see who we got. All right, they went from 1 to 10. You guys are going to make me scroll up from the bottom. Number 1's pretty good though. I can't argue. Number 10, Dave Attell. I already will protest the list because as I said during the week, Dave Attell might actually be the best comic right now. So I want to move him up, not even knowing who else is on this list. Bearded Dave Attell, good choice. Number 9, Brian Posehn, great comedian, but I'm putting him below Attell. Number 8, John Doerr. Are you like, who is John Doerr? John Doerr is a Canadian comedian and actor that takes the form of traditional comedy in of itself and often makes it a joke of itself. There's no way John Doerr is ahead of Dave Attell on any comedy list. Sorry, Ranker. Number 7, Aziz Ansari. All right. Oh, you hear it coming out. I'm a comedy snob, And there are a couple different styles of comedy, as you know. There's alt comedy. There's what I call the brick wall comedy. And then there are these stylized comedians that come along. And the stylized comedians tend to have a certain flair in their act, and they tend to be shooting stars. And then a couple of years later, you're like, So right now, are you like, oh, yeah, Aziz Ansari's a great stand-up? No. How's he ahead of Dave Attell? Number six, David Cross. I like Cross a lot. Same comment on Attell. I'll stop making it. Five, Jim Gaffigan. You know, it's weird. I don't tend to think of Jim Gaffigan with a beard, but I'm looking at a picture of him, and yeah, he does always have a beard, doesn't he? Four, Zach Galifianakis. Three, Conan O'Brien. Another person I don't associate with a beard. I protest your list, ranker. Number two, Louis C.K. Number one, George Carlin, who's dead, which makes Louis C.K. the greatest living bearded comedian. But wait, there's more. The Laugh Button has the 11 best beards in comedy. I came ready for holiday filler and didn't need it. All right, let's see what they have. Number 11, Sean Donnelly. 10, Dan St. Germain. All right, this is more of a, hey, we really know comedy and we're going to show off list. 9, Wyatt Cenac. 8, David Cross. 7, Reggie Watts. 6, the Beards of Comedy. Well, that's kind of cheating. The Beards of Comedy were a troupe that consisted of Andy Sanford, TJ Young, Dave Stone, and Joe Zimmerman. They toured for 4 years together as the Beards of Comedy. That's cheating. 5, Dave Attell. 4, Posehn. 3, Mike Lawrence is a comedian writer. His comedy credits include John Oliver's New York stand-up. Laugh Button, I don't know, man. You might have rated that a little high. 2, Kyle Kinane, great beard. And they have as the number one bearded comedian, Zach Galifianakis. So you guys don't think Louis C.K. is funny? This article from 2016. Oh, it's by Mark Says Hi, my friend. Maybe I'll call Mark directly. Hi, Mark. Oh, that's so funny. Mark was my main host back at the days of SiriusXM. Oh, hilarious. All right, that's enough. Pretty long for a Saturday episode on a holiday weekend, don't you think? Regular episode tomorrow. Don't forget, I've got a whole thing about Chappelle and Rock queued up in the leadoff spot. So why don't you follow the show if you don't already for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your shows, and I'll see you tomorrow.